It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you watched Saturday morning cartoons in the 70s, 80s, or 90s, chances are you saw the work of Pittsburgh native Lou Scheimer. His animation studio, Filmation, produced such classic cartoons as Fat Albert, He-Man, and The Archies. Lou Scheimer passed away earlier this month. Joining us to discuss the legacy of the late animator and his cartoon studio is Joe Woese, executive director of the Toonzeum. Joe Woese, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Always good to be here.
What is Lou Scheimer's legacy when it comes to animation?
Well, I think he did a lot of important things. One of the things is he brought a certain morality to cartoons. He decided that, you know, really cartoons could go beyond just sort of this violent action and silly humor. He decided that this was a tool you could use to teach children basic moral lessons. And he took on some pretty tough issues. I think if you look at Fat Albert in particular, he was, you know, addressing a lot of the issues of inner city youth. He was addressing smoking and stealing and a lot of issues that weren't really tackled in cartoons up to that point. He took it beyond entertainment and really made it a tool for education in the same way, you know, Fred Rogers did here in Pittsburgh. Even dealing with, you know, in He-Man in later years, there's a rather well-known episode where He-Man kills an innocent bystander and has to think about what this means to him and how it changes his mission as really a hero and how it affected him. So I think he tackled some pretty dark and some pretty tough issues and in a way that children could look at it and understand it.
How did Lou Scheimer get started as an animator?
You know, he was here in Pittsburgh. He went to what is now Carnegie Mellon University, and then he headed off really to work with Larry Harmon, who's best known as Bozo the Clown, and did some work with him working on – they were sort of reanimating Popeye for television along with some independent Bozo stuff, Bozo the Clown. Worked with him for a few years, and then you know, that was his first dabbling into animation. And then he realized, you know, he had a lot of ideas of his own and wanted to really branch off in his own studio. And so working with some other animators and producers, started Filmation and really came along at a time when Hanna-Barbera was sort of ruled television. And along comes Filmation, able to do the same sort of quality work, but doing all produced in the United States. And I think that was one of the things he was proudest of.
Filmation was able to take a big step when it partnered with DC Comics to do Superman. There's an interesting story behind how Lou Scheimer was able to get that deal. What can you tell us about it?
Well, he did a lot of interesting things with DC Comics because it ended up he got this great deal with one of the publishers who came to him and said, you know, we've got Superman. We're not really doing anything with an animated cartoon. And, you know, he finagled his way to sort of get this cartoon, but what he did was he didn't actually have a full studio.
It's like a one-man operation.
It was a one-man operation. He was doing a lot of drawing creative. So he knew they were coming in to tour the space. He called everyone he knew, people who were not artists, people who were actors, people who were the neighbors across the street, and said, look, I've got to fill this space. So he brought everyone.
Because DC was worried if he'd be able to handle all
this work. Yeah, he wasn't. And he wasn't able to handle it. He really wasn't. He didn't have a big contract at that time. So he only had, you know, him and one other animator really working. So they filled this space and just gave people work to make it look like they were artists. So gave them paper, pencil, says, look, just color this. Just draw this. I just want this space filled. So he filled it with, I think it was 50 or so people, filled the space. They came through and like, wow, this is a pretty impressive studio. Look at all the work going on here. They can handle anything. And so he got the deal. And he got Ted Knight to do some of the voiceover for some of the later superhero stuff.
Ted Knight, who famously played Ted Baxter on the Mary Tyler Moore
show. Absolutely. And so he would call in a lot of favors. I think it's one of the really cool things about Filmations is where possible, he would take these, you know, sometimes forgotten television shows and then breathe new life into them with animation. But what set him apart is he would go back and get the original actors. So when he brought Batman and Robin to television, he used Adam West and Burt Ward. when he brought that back as an animated cartoon.
Did he do that with Star Trek?
When he got the Star Trek animated series, he ended up bringing back Shatner and Nimoy and George Takei and all these great voice actors. And, you know, really that was an important part for a lot of these franchises because it was between the shows going off the air, like Gilligan's Island and Star Trek, and before they had reached syndication. So in many ways, he kept, you know, Star Trek's legacy and fan base alive. It was only for a year, but it was such an important transition. In Star Trek, that's where they introduced James T. Kirk's middle name, Tiberius. That's where they introduced the holodeck, which wouldn't be used again until you got to Next Generation. They were using the original writers for the series to do this animated cartoon. And again, tackling some of those tougher issues. It was great writing. It might not have been the greatest animation at that time, but no one was producing great animation on television. He was keeping alive, but he was really telling great stories.
And you knew Lou Scheimer personally. What was he like?
He was such a remarkable man. I, you know, am blessed and lucky to have gotten to know one of my heroes. And that's happened to me again and again through my work at the Toonzeum. Lou actually was one of the first people I called when I came up with the idea for the Toonzeum. I had sent an email to him just, I know you're from Pittsburgh. You know, you're one of my heroes. I'm looking for advice. And he said, call me. And I called him and I spent 2 hours on the phone with him talking about his life, what he felt his legacy was and how we could reconnect at the Pittsburgh. He was brilliantly witty, wasn't afraid to speak his mind, wasn't afraid to tell you what he really thought of Walt Disney. He really was an open, wonderful, charming, flirtatious, sometimes a little bit dirty old man. He was just this great character, as great as any character he ever brought to the screen. That's the character he was.
We're running out of time, but what did he think of Walt Disney?
I can't repeat it on the air.
Not a fan, evidently.
I mean, was a fan of his work, but not a fan of the man. And I hear those stories again and again in the animation world.
And what is Lou Scheimer's legacy?
Lou Scheimer's legacy, you know, we like to say that we're carrying that on through the Lou Scheimer Gallery. It is a legacy of, you know, over 50 shows that we all know. It is our childhood. It is, for many people, it's, you know, their music through what he did with the Archies. You know, he went beyond animation. He touched all our lives, whether it's through Fat Albert, He-Man, the Archies.
And I'm glad you mentioned – I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm glad you mentioned the Archies because they had a number one hit. They had obviously real singing voices behind
yes.
them. But cartoon characters had the number one hit of 1969, Sugar Sugar.
Sugar Sugar, yes.
Exactly. Well, it's all fascinating and people can learn more at the Toonzeum.
Absolutely. About Lou Scheimer. We have Lou Scheimer artwork on exhibit at the Lou Scheimer Gallery year-round.
And Joe Woese has been our guest. He's executive director of the Toonzeum, remembering the late, great – Lou Scheimer. Joe Woese, as always, a pleasure visiting with you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.